Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The election is over. Donald Trump is the winner. But this lame duck session is very dangerous. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Okay, Matt, so we're talking about this 60-vote filibuster rule. However, you know, the Biden administration, including Kamala Harris, is going out, and thankfully we have the new administration coming in. So is this still an issue?
It's huge, because here's what's happened. There was a decisive defeat of Kamala Harris and Waltz, a decisive defeat of this radical, extreme Democratic agenda, not only on the national level, but also on various state levels as well. Decisive defeat. Now they're going through the blame game, and people are blaming Kamala Harris. People are blaming Barack Obama. They're blaming all kinds of things. But they're angry. You've seen it in some of the videos.
Oh, yeah.
The anger that's coming out. So
the vitriol is horrible.
They know for an absolute fact they've lost the White House. They've lost the Senate. They've lost the House of Representatives. They know that the Supreme Court is hanging in the balance over the next 4 years.
The people have spoken. Yeah.
Is a vacancy, they know it will be a person nominated by Donald Trump with a majority in the Senate. So they know that they have a time short. It's kind of like what the Bible says about Satan. He knows that his time is short, so he goes around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. So they know that, and they have anger themselves. They have anger directed at them. And so before the election, Joe Biden says they're going to run the tape. Remember when he had that meeting with Jill Biden and he introduced her and she kind of ran the meeting?
Mm-hmm.
He said they're going to run the tape through the rest of the year. What he means by that is they're going to push their agenda through the rest of the year. And Kamala Harris, remember what she said before? She is advocating the abolition of the 60-vote filibuster rule in the United States Senate. Why? Because it's the 60-vote filibuster that they cannot get enough votes to overcome. And consequently, they can't pass their pet legislation. And their number one piece of legislation is abortion. So with what has happened, there is no question that in this lame duck session, between now and the time that Congress is sworn in, which will be January 3, 2025, when the new Congress is seated, from a legislative standpoint, we are at huge risk with regards to the abolition of the filibuster, with regards to the transition of power, and this is for an entirely different subject matter we'll talk about on another day, up till January 19. We're in a very serious issue with regards to the World Health Organization. I won't spend time talking about that because that's an entirely different subject matter. But Kamala Harris has the tie-breaking ability if it's a 50-50 split. There are two people that are in the Democratic Party right now that are the individuals who are so far holding back the abolition of the filibuster, and that's Sinema and Manchin. Both of them are not running again, so they have nothing to lose. If one of them changes their vote to say that they would join the other Democrats who want to abolish the filibuster in the United States Senate, Kamala Harris can actually be a tiebreaker in that. So really all they need is one more vote to abolish the filibuster. So what does that mean? The United States Senate, for many, many years, going back to almost its inception, but certainly early on in the history of the United States Senate, has created a rule called the filibuster rule. And so before you vote on a bill of any kind other than reconciliation or budget bills, there's exceptions to it, but every other bill has to overcome the filibuster, meaning that there is first a 60 vote plus one that you need in the United States Senate to end the debate, And that means then, if you end the debate, that doesn't mean that the people are voting in favor of the bill, that they're ending the debate so you can start to vote on the underlying bill. And you need 60 votes to end the debate to begin the actual voting. Once you reach 60 votes and you end the debate, then the bill is voted on, whatever it is, and you need 50% plus one to pass it. Now, they have 50% plus one to pass abortion. They have 50% plus one right now to pass the Equality Act, the LGBTQ law. They have 50% plus one to pass all of their radical agenda, because there would be a 50-50 tie and Kamala Harris would be the tiebreaker on all these bills. So if they abolish the filibuster, which they can do by a majority vote. It is a rule that has been part of the Senate for nearly since its inception, but it can be voted against. It can be abolished by a majority of members in the Senate. They have a majority of members in the United States Senate. So if they continue to push this abolition of the filibuster rule, get rid of the 60% threshold, then they will push their radical agenda between now and January 3, 2025. And that includes abortion. That includes the Equality Act, LGBTQ, and much, much more.
You know, we certainly celebrate the great victory, the trifecta victory that we've recently had, but we don't let up. We don't just sit back and think, okay, everything's going to be wonderful. If you listen to Kamala's so-called concession speech, she was really more about, we're going to continue to fight, we're going to continue to fight. It wasn't, okay, we're going to really have a peaceful transition. We're going to fight this. And here's an example.
Yeah, this is an example, and this is what they're going to do. Mm-hmm. And they're going to do it in part because they're so angry they want to do something.
Right.
They're also going to do it in part because, like in Kamala Harris's case, she wants to save face and have another political career ahead of her. If she doesn't do something like this, her political career is over. Mm. She's done.
Yeah.
She has no more room to push forward her political career. She's going to be blamed. She is being blamed by Democrats. Barack Obama's being blamed. They're blaming everybody.
Right. That's their MO. Yeah.
They're blaming us. They're saying that we're ignorant. The voters who voted for Donald Trump, they're calling everybody the enemy.
Well, they project what they're doing onto the other people.
Exactly. They really do. They project their thinking and what they do onto someone else.
Everything's Donald Trump's fault, you know? And it's like, no, he's saving America.
Now it's all their fault for the people who voted for him.
And nobody voted for Kamala.
No.
She was put in place intentionally, but she wasn't voted.
Yeah, so I think based on this anger that is happening, I mean, you even had, for example, not that she means anything, but you even have Simone Biles, the Olympic champion, for whatever it's worth, you know. She came out and said, it's time for Joe Biden to literally shake everything up and use his executive power to push his agenda. You know, that's somebody, but that's the kind of mentality, what I'm saying is, whether it's The View, whether it's MSNBC, whether it's people on CNN, whether it's the common operative, you know, I know, for example, that there are households where there's a Democrat and a Republican in the household, and the Democrat's not speaking to the person in the household.
Oh, my goodness.
That is a Republican, or said that they won't ever speak to the rest of the family who are Republicans. It has really, really become a boiling point, and I think it's going to get even worse as we move forward, as the reality sinks in that they have lost everything and all their agenda has been rejected. So that's what we have to watch out for. And so Liberty Counsel Action is very much on the scene. We have an office in Washington, D.C., and we're working with members of Congress. You can go to lcaction.org, lcaction.org. We have a number of petition opportunities and fax opportunities to members of Congress to oppose H.R. 12, which is an extreme abortion bill that would push abortion on all the states and override every state law, require taxpayer funding of abortion, no doctors would be required, could be done by anybody, no parental notification, no parental consent, nothing. Very extreme bill, H.R. 12, to oppose it because that's their signature piece of legislation they want to pass, and to preserve the filibuster. We also have a bill that is H.R. 15, the so-called Equality Act, that would impose LGBTQ on everyone, oppose H.R. 15, and continue to keep the filibuster. For more information, go to lcaction.org. That's lcaction.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.